This episode is sponsored by Day by Day Book, a guided journal that helps you navigate the ups and downs of change while creating a life you love. For more information on the classic recovery or teen day book, go to livedaybyday.com. Someone once said to me, a problem is just a story. This is so true. The minute a situation comes up in our lives that involves change, we have the opportunity to pick one of two paths. We can either create a story of negativity, or heartache, or helplessness, or we can get curious about the situation no matter how difficult it is, and look at it as being put in our path to move us forward in our lives. Welcome to Journeys Through Change, a podcast that inspires women to let go of the fear and say yes to possibility. I'm your host, Noelle Van, an author, creator, and empowerment coach who spent years in corporate America helping innovators and leaders ride the waves of change with ease and grace. I now work with women to step into change and unleash the power they have to create a life they love. Whether you're contemplating a change in your career, relationship, health, lifestyle, or anything in between, nothing's off the table. I'll be offering up simple insights to help you manage the ups and downs of change and sharing interviews with successful women who took a leap of faith to create the life they knew they were meant to live, sharing their wisdom, advice, and all the juicy lessons they learned along the way. So get cozy in your favorite comfy chair and let's get started. When we talk about change, we often refer to something we self-initiate to make our lives better or to push us forward toward our goals. But what do we do when change hits us from behind? I laugh because I've experienced this literally. Several years ago, I was sitting on the Bay Bridge waiting to go through the toll, and I was rear-ended by another car that, let's just say, was not a fender bender. This incident took maybe 6 seconds and has left me with lower back pain ever since. So this is just one example, but life is full of those experiences we may not have seen coming or that entered our lives uninvited, leaving us scrambling to dive into a new reality we didn't ask for and likely weren't expecting. These changes can come in the form of a diagnosis, relationship change, lifestyle shift in response to a health concern, a loss of a job. The list goes on and on. Whatever it is, the way you cope with these circumstances from the onset can either set you up for success or send you down a rabbit hole that can be very tough to get out of. Now, I personally like to think of these times as an opportunity to test how fully engaged I am in my life, good or bad. It does force me to dig deeper and find more strength, flexibility, and courage to find a light in an otherwise dim and foggy situation, and to determine the best next steps, regardless of how little I know about the potential outcome. To just put one foot in front of the other and let my instincts guide me is a really powerful thing. In those moments, I get to see how far I've come very, very quickly, especially when the ground is shifting beneath me. So I wanted to discuss a few things to keep in mind when you find yourself on the receiving end of the unexpected. The first one is your circle of influence. Now, this comes from an old Covey model that I used to use back in my HR days, and I still apply it to my life today. Now, your circle of influence involves the things that you can directly influence or have control over in your life. These are actions you can take, attitudes you can adopt, or behaviors you can change that you know can affect an outcome one way or the other. Now, this concept has always hit home for me because once I was able to recognize what areas of my life I actually had control over and those I did not, it helped me finally let go of those things I was holding on to so tightly that really were never going to budge. I had to internalize that I could either continue to go through the pain and frustration of trying to will something to happen, or finally let it go, and in that acceptance, use my energy elsewhere. This was beyond liberating. When we make the decision, because it is a decision, to manage how we're going to react to any given situation, it requires far less time and actually gives us back our power. More often than not, unexpected change falls outside of our circle of influence, and it's up to us to accept it as is and refocus on the things we know we can control. Now, the second thing is our mindset. Someone once said to me, a problem is just a story. This is so true. The minute a situation comes up in our lives that involves change, we have the opportunity to pick one of two paths. We can either create a story of negativity or heartache or helplessness, or we can get curious about the situation no matter how difficult it is, and look at it as being put in our path to move us forward in our lives. Now, I know in circumstances like a health diagnosis or death of a loved one, it can feel nearly impossible to do this. But as we have all experienced in life, even the most difficult challenges teach us a ton about ourselves and help make us stronger human beings. Now, this includes recognizing resistance when it shows up as well. We often want to dig our heels in, especially when feeling like a victim in a situation. This includes those debates in our heads about what is fair and unfair. The why me's are often the beginning of a downward spiral. So I invite you to recognize when you're feeling resistance or anger and go back to concentrating on what you can actually influence in the situation. Letting go is a hard lesson, but one that can save you a ton of heartache in the long run. What you do have influence over are the things like how you treat yourself during this time, setting yourself up for success by creating rituals that support your well-being. So when the stress comes, you're better able to deal with it. Also, creating a plan of action is a very, very big deal. I tell clients all the time, when the going gets rough, it's time to put one foot in front of the other. Having even the slightest game plan, I'm talking even if it's from one day to the next, will help you feel more engaged in the solution or roadmap to getting through any situation more successfully. As we all know, change is inevitable. Sometimes it comes out of nowhere, leaving us to pick up the pieces and navigate our way through the unknown. Other times it's a decision we've made to step into a bigger version of ourselves or find more joy or fulfillment in our lives. Day by Day Book was designed to help you face the discomfort of those shifts in life that are pushing you to that next level of growth and learning. It's a guided journal with a simple tracking system to manage your daily well-being during challenging times, setting you up for success no matter what life throws your way. Join our community of over 15,000 changemakers and get started on your daybook journey today. The time is now to step into change to create a life you love. To get your Day by Day Book, go to livedaybyday.com. Now, the next one is your network of support. This one is often neglected and so, so important. Whether it's a support group, one-on-one help, online forums, or calling a friend or family member, letting off steam and connecting with others can be the difference between success and failure. When you think of all the people you know, choose to surround yourself with those who lift you up and encourage you to face whatever challenge you're going through with courage, resilience, and grace. When we become part of a community, it helps us get better at supporting others as well as accepting support for ourselves when we know we need it most. Also know that it's okay to distance yourself from those who bring your energy down. I'm here to tell you, part of self-care is keeping your own energy as well as the energy you expose yourself to uplifting and positive. And lastly, take action. Get yourself moving. Movement is more critical than you know when getting through any kind of challenge or change. We physically hold trauma and stress in our bodies, so getting up and moving helps it come up and out. Strangely enough, for some of us, moving our bodies is often the last thing we think about, especially when we're in the thick of it. Now, the best piece of advice came from one of our past podcast guests, therapist and good friend Rebecca Boges, when she said, "Getting stuck is seductive. And you can't stay in this place for too long because it will stay and it will hold you." She shared when she was going through her grief after the loss of her daughter that she gave herself 10 minutes a day to feel hopeless and stuck. She actually set a timer. Then when the timer went off, she knew she needed to get up and move. Regardless of how you feel about moving, the key here is just getting up and doing it. By making your body move with the feeling, it shifts the energy and moves you out of it over time. So the four things to keep in mind when change hits you from behind. The first is your circle of influence. Know what is in and out of your control and don't waste time on things you can't change. Number two, mindset. Choose a positive story and have a game plan, even if it's just from one day to the next. Number three, support. Find community and support that feels right and avoid those who zap your energy. And then lastly, move through it. Get up and move your body, regardless of your resistance. It's the best way to get to the other side of it. Now, as we all know, we tend to listen to what we tell ourselves. So I wanted to leave you with some words that might be helpful for you to say to yourself when you're experiencing the challenges of unexpected change. Today marks the beginning of a new chapter. The decision to embrace this may have been born out of necessity, but the changes I'm experiencing invite me to see my own strength. Stepping into this new chapter is like shedding an old skin, a skin that no longer fits, that no longer resonates with who I am. It's both liberating and terrifying because it requires me to let go of the familiar and embrace the unknown. But in the depths of uncertainty lies the promise of growth, a promise that compels me to take that first step forward. There will be challenges along the way, moments of doubt, moments of fear, moments when the weight of change feels overwhelming. But I'm not alone on this journey. I am surrounded by a supportive network of friends, family, and mentors who believe in me and cheer me on from the sidelines. With each passing day, I am growing into the person I was always meant to be, a person who is resilient, courageous, and unapologetically authentic. And as I embrace this new state, I do so with an open heart and a sense of boundless optimism for the adventures that lie ahead. Hold these words close when you need that extra little boost of confidence to face your challenges, and know that no matter what life throws your way, you've got this. That's it for now. Until next time. Thanks for listening to the Journeys Through Change podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or really wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us and leave a review if you've enjoyed this episode. And share it with a friend or on social media to spread the good word, so more women like you can find us and join in on the fun. For more information on the podcast or Day by Day book, go to livedaybyday.com.